Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Shkalim, which means we're on our way for the very special Shabbosos. We should feel that the special Shabbosos of the year, and Shabbosos of Aliyah as we head towards the Purim Pesach, Gula HaSamach LeGeula, that's on its way. Today, we talk about Parshas Mishpatim, which of course is always a desire to talk about Chesha Mishpat Shailas. Let's start with a Machshava thought and then try to work our way to some of the Chesha Mishpat issues of Parshas Mishpatim. Let's start with a thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha says, V'rapa Yerapa, Mekashinit N'Rishus L'Roifei L'Rapais. That the Torah gives permission to a doctor to heal, Mekashinit N'Rishus L'Roifei L'Rapais. A good Yedid of mine asked me that it already says Leisamid al dam reyecha, which means that you shouldn't stand by if your friend is in danger. So really, rapa yerape would seem to be unnecessary. Rishus l'rapa l'rafais, it would seem to be unnecessary once there is a pasuk of Leisamid al dam reyecha. And it would seem that Leisamid al dam reyecha is a ben adam lechavei, right? Don't see a friend in distress and leave him alone. For rapa yerape, shenit mishus l'reifel rapa, he says, not also taiva to your friend. Of course it's a taiva to your friend. But there is an objective taiva in a doctor healing. And let me explain by sharing with you a thought. On Yom Neiron we say, anisham aloch v'haguf pa'aloch, chusa alam aloch. Then we say, "Hanisham alach v'aguf shalach aseh l'man shemecha." Let's translate. Sentence number one: the soul is yours, and the guf is your handiwork. Chusa ala malach, have mercy on that which you created. Then we say again, "Hanisham alach," same word. The soul is yours. V'haguf shalach. Instead of saying "haguf pe'alach," the guf is your handiwork, we say "haguf shalach," the guf is yours. Aseh l'man shemecha. The explanation, what's the difference between the two sentences? The explanation is that in the first place we say, the soul is yours, v'haguf pe'oloch, you created the body. It's very easy to believe that in the past, God created the human body. God created Adam, from whom everybody comes. Haguf pe'oloch, it's Lashon Avar. Hashem, you created the bodies of human beings, and that we know, our body is the creation of God. Then we say something much more. Haneshama lach v'haguf shalach. Shalach is Lashon Haiva, currently. Say, the neshama, the soul, is yours, and the body is yours. Lashon Haiva, currently, the body is yours. The Radvaz writes, Dekufay shel odam einay kinyanay. A person's body is not his possession. A person doesn't own his possession. The Radvaz is explaining the pasuk from which we learn that a person is not allowed to injure himself. He says, the Torah wants us to know that haguf shelach, aseh l'man shemecha, anytime you do good to the body, you should see it as serving Hashem. We know, rachmana litzlan, Hashem yishmar, there are people who, with one diagnosis, suddenly are challenged with the health of their body. Baruch Hashem, most of us, all of us, most of our lives, hopefully all our lives, we walk around with a remarkably functioning body. Unfortunately, there have to be incidences sometimes. There are incidents which remind us that haguf shalach, that it's God's body, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's body. Aseh l'man shemecha, take care of your body, take care of your health. Do it l'man shemai, do it l'man Hashem. The hergish, the feeling of aguf shalach, it's an avoda, it's a service. A doctor who heals should have that sense. A doctor who heals, is busy healing people, should have the sense, aguf shalach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm healing your bodies, the bodies you put in this world to be able to serve you. Aseh l'man shemecha means that the doctor does l'man shemai, he does l'man Hashem. So it's more. Leisamid al dam reyecha is all-encompassing. Anytime you see your friend in trouble, help him, whatever it might be. Virapa Yarafe is another calling. It's a calling to a doctor to take care of the guf of a person, to take care of the gufais hanoshim. Mikashin rishus l'rafa l'rapa. The famous Ramban who asks, why didn't say mikan rishus l'adam l'rapa? A person has permission to be healed. Whatever the Ramban's teres, the point is that the pasuk is saying l'rafa l'rapa. He's telling the doctor to look at his calling of healing. In Yeridea, we find similarities between a doctor and a Rebbe. There are certain halachas, it says by a Rebbe, and it says by a doctor, you can't learn from everybody. You need a Rebbe that fits you. In Hilchos Nedarim, it says, not from every person is a person zeichet to be healed. Got to be his doctor, the right doctor. It says that a Rebbe is not supposed to take money. It's supposed to be bechinam, only schar b'teila. Incredibly, it says the same thing about a doctor. A doctor should take only schar b'teila. Should only take schar b'teila. Okay, he's got to make enough money to cover his insurance and his medical schooling. But the idea, the noble idea of a rape yirape, is something which stands on its own two feet. Let's move on to a cheshem mishpat inyan. I mentioned many times that disputes between the Ketzais and the Sivis are fundamentals in Torah study. Nobody should come to the Masifta Derekia al Asad Lavei unless he's ready to at least recite one Machlaikis Ketzais and Sivis. I imagine, I don't know what the Bechina is like Asad Lavei, but I imagine that they ask, tell me over, repeat to me at least one Machlaikis Ketzais and Sivis. You can't read a single, you went through a life and all of them, you don't know a single Machlaikis Ketzais and Sivis. How can that be? It's so fundamental to the learning of so much of Torah. So let me share with you a fascinating Machlaikis Ketzais and Sivis. This is in Cheshem Mishpat Simen Shin Chesiv Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says an incredible thing. It says that if somebody loads up a katef is a schlepper, a person whose job is to move things. Somebody loads a human being whose job it is to schlep. So he says, so the person will hide and puts a heavy package on his shoulder. He puts something that's too heavy, and the person collapses and gets injured from it. So Shulchan Aruch says that Hatayim Pael Katef Yosemei Aroi is chayiv to pay damages. Okay, Chiddush is that the worker trusted the person who hired him, and therefore it's not the responsibility of the worker, it's the responsibility of the person who piled him up. The Ketzais HaChayshin, the Ketzais of Cotton Bays, calls it Adam HaMazik. He says, which Mazik? As you know, there's Adam HaMazik, and Shor, and Bar, and Eish, there are a number of Oves Nezikin. He says, it's Adam HaMazik, it's a person doing damage. And he makes a distinction. If the person collapses right away, it's like a man hits someone with a hammer. It's certainly Adam HaMazik. If the person carries for a while and then collapses, that's Garmi. It's an indirect cause, which has certain separate rules. So anyway, this is the Ketzais. Ketzais analyzes putting a bundle on someone as Adam HaMazik. The human being who loaded him did damage. The Sivis and Sifkat and Gimel looks at it differently. The Sivis calls it Mamin HaMazik. The person didn't do damage. The package did damage. You put your package on someone, that package did damage. Now, presumably, Nesivis would agree that if at the minute you put it on a person, the person collapsed, that's Adam HaMazik. No difference than hitting something with a hammer. But he means you put it on the person teetered, and then later, afterwards, shortly thereafter, it collapsed. So he says, that's Mamayin HaMazik. What's the difference? Well, Adam HaMazik has to pay Nezek, Tzar, Ripu, Shevis, and Baishas in this week's parasha. A person who damages another person has a slew of obligations. Got to pay him for his lost wages, got to pay his doctor bills, got to pay for his embarrassment and his pain. Mamayin HaMazik only has to pay the damages, doesn't have to pay the other four. So this is a dispute in how to analyze, typical Ketzais and Sivis, a dispute in how to analyze. Somebody puts a bundle on someone, and the person, he teeters, he tries, and then shortly thereafter collapses. Ketzais says it's Adam HaMazik, and Sivis says it's Mamin HaMazik. What's fascinating is the Ur Sameach says, he's going with the opinion of the Nesivis. He says, which Mazik is it? not Eish. It's not Shor. He says it's a type of Mazik of Boyer. We find in the Gemara, even though a Boyer is a pit into which a person falls, we find the concept of Avnoi Sakinai Umasoi, a person with bundle. He placed on a roof and a wind blew it down on the ground. That becomes a bar. That's a bar. A person gets hurt on it, it's a bar. So Samaya says, according to the Nesivos Rishita is going, that it's a type of bar. Putting a bundle in a place where it's going to collapse somebody, a type of, I guess, a telda of the Mazika bar. Fascinating, fascinating. This is the Machlokes. Question. What would be the din if Reuven takes a heavy stone and puts it on Shimon's table? And Shimon's table collapses. Now, 1 minute. If as soon as he put it down, it collapsed, we already said that would be Adam HaMazik, according to everybody. Well, he put it on the table, and the table, shuddered back and forth for a little while, and eventually it collapsed. Is that, it would seem like the Ktsais, that's Adam HaMazik. Like the Nesivos, it's Bayer. It's Maman HaMazik, it's Bayer. Could it be? Bayer is Pater and Kalim. It's Xeris HaKosav. That the damages of Bayer, that damage or ruin someone's Kali, you don't have to pay. Could it be that the Nesivos and the Sameach would hold that if you put a bundle on someone and does damage, and if it collapses the table, you don't have to pay? If you overload a car and it collapses the suspension, the spring, you don't have to pay? Sounds a little too much, but okay. Look, my goal with this anyway is for you to open up a Ktsais and a Nesivos. I chose a short Ktsais, a short Nesivos. Today, they have notes. They have it just printed with notes underneath. You'll find the notes. You'll find the Maror Makomos. You'll have a Lebedik, a wonderful Shabbos meal, arguing over the Machlokes, Ktsais, Nesivos. And Yirtzeh Hashem, at the Bechina, you'll just know one more Machlokes, Ktsais, Nesivos. And so, with the pleasure of having Parshas Mishpatim in a year in which Torah Daksus Lo Mesechtes Bava Kama, wow, I have to pick what the Shmuz about tomorrow. So much in Bava Kama that's in Mishpatim. Yes, Hashem. In the meantime, I want to wish one and all an absolutely wonderful, extraordinary Shabbos, a Shabbos of meaning. When they read Parshas Shkolim, picture in your mind's eye, going up to the Beis HaMikdash and being giving a donation of a Machtes HaShekel, having a part in all of the Karbanos. B'meheira b'yameinu amen.